Good afternoon. It is Thankful Thursday, day four of the Mater Dei Radio Spring Share-a-thon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brian Howell from Salt and Light Catholic Radio over in Boise, Idaho. Tremendously blessed to be with you this week for Spring Share-a-thon. And we've had 3.5 days of just incredible testimonies, wonderful, inspiring stories. And we know this afternoon's going to be no different. And we've got goals ahead that are just going to keep getting bigger. There's one right there online. How do you do that? It's materdeiradio.com. Or the Hail Mary Media app. But we like to hear the phone ring here in the studio, so give us a call, 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Some tremendous volunteers taking time out of their Thursday afternoon to come answer phones for us. And the phones were not quiet during our break.
No,
we got a long list of people to thank.
They have been very busy and ringing and a dinging that while we were away and enjoying that delicious lunch from Jade Bistro. I had to get a plug in for Lucy and the crew there because they really took care of us today. Want to thank Lynn and Joe at Camas, and they go to Holy Redeemer Parish. We're going to have your pastor on later today. Father Nathie will be in at the top of the hour. Also, John Mayer from Hillsboro. John goes to St. Cecilia in Beaverton. Thank you so much, John, for making that gift. We heard from Mary in Albany, goes to Our Lady of Perpetual Help, which is actually down in Cottage Grove.
All
so
right,
thank you so much, Mary.
So
we appreciate that. Jim got in from St. Pius X here in Portland. Thank you so much, Jim. Jim says he gives each year. He was listening in the car and decided that he'd make a gift. So thank you, Jim, for doing that. Kathleen at St. Anthony in Tigard. Thank you, Kathleen, for going online to materdeiradio.com and making that gift. Connie also made a gift online. She's in King City, which is actually part of Tigard, by the way. Thank you. She goes to St. Francis in Sherwood. Thank you, Connie, for that online gift. Nancy in Portland, she did it the old-fashioned way and picked up the phone and called 888-823-5286. Thank you so much, Nancy in Portland, going to Holy Redeemer here in Portland. Thank you, Nancy, for your gift. Martin in Lake Oswego goes to Holy Rosary Parish in Portland and from the Owen family. So thank you so much for that gift from the Owen family. And they made that gift online, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. So as you can see, we were very busy while we were away. Online, materdeiradio.com, the Hail Mary Media app, and 888-823-5286. We have got a crew in the back from Holy Redeemer Parish in Vancouver, and they are ready to take your call.
Oh, what a thankful Thursday. Thank you to all of them. And Patrick, I'm going to echo your thanks. We are fed so wonderfully. People take care of us, but Jade Bistro Day is my favorite meal of Share-a-thon. That is phenomenal stuff.
It was good stuff, but I can't pick a favorite. Boy, we have some good ones, don't we? I mean, this is the week we all gain weight.
That's right. For sure.
All right, this hour, brand new goals. $4,000 straight match. So we're matching dollar for dollar all the way up to $4,000. So if you want us to double your gift, now's the time to get it in. Do that. $4,000 straight match. No catches. We'll match it dollar for dollar.
All right. So let's get this hour going. That's a big hill to climb. $4,000. But what a fantastic opportunity. This is an hour of opportunity. And so we went down to Kaiser. We are so excited. Joining us today is Father Gary Zier. He is the pastor at St. Edward's. Good afternoon, Father Gary.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful, and it's wonderful to be able to talk with you today. So we got a little bit of clouds going on. How are things down in Kaiser this afternoon?
Oh, it's the same thing, but, you know, the sun pokes out every so often.
All right.
It was nice this afternoon. It got a little gloomy just now.
Oh, well, you know what? It is bright and shiny here at Mater Dei Radio on Share-a-thon, and we are just so happy to have you with us this hour. Father Gary, this year's theme, Renew Your Hope. And for our listeners, as we begin this hour, just kind of maybe give us your reflection on hope and what that means to you and how it's lived maybe in the parish of St. Edward's.
Well, I think, you know, each day is a new opportunity to find God. It's when I having been a priest now for 27 years, I find that you know, when I get a sick call, you never know what you're going to find at the other end. And some people are very ill and some are not, and some are more receptive than others to a priest coming. But we always find Christ when we get there, and there's always hope. You know, when the priest comes bringing Jesus, he finds Jesus. And so even in those really tough situations, which we do a lot of, you find hope there. And it's so important, too, that priests that get to know their parish as well as I have, because they've got I'm sorry, there's a printer just turned on over here. I beg your pardon. I look out at the congregation and I see, you know, so many people. I know so many of the issues that they're facing and stuff. And the gospel gives us hope, especially with Easter having just come, and the apostles did not understand what Jesus was that he was going to rise from the dead. They didn't understand he had to suffer. We have to suffer. But in the end, it's always something great. Jesus always works good out of evil. There's always hope. You know, we live in two worlds. One world, one foot in this world fully, and one foot in the world to come. I always think of I keep it on my desk, what St. Teresa of Lisieux said. She said, let us keep our eyes fixed on heaven, the one and only object of our labors. So she's talking about laboring on earth, but also looking toward the place where we have dual citizenship because of our baptism. I think that's so important, because we, you know, if you just read the secular news, it's just so depressing, you know, and it just like Easter Sunday was bright and sunny and warm here today. It was wonderful, but the clouds will come like they are right now, and we find our hope in the fact that we are eternal beings in a temporal world, and that God works everything to good for us, you know. So I find a lot of hope that way, I think, you know, because you just get to know, almost if you're not in a trial, you're going to be in one in the future. And so we have to understand that Jesus suffered just like, you know, it's like we have to. And so that's why I look at it.
I just wrote that down. I have dual citizenship. I'm going to remember. There's all of these little just gems and treasures that I want to remember. And, you know, you bring up something very interesting in that discussion, Father, in that bringing communion, bringing Christ to the sick, and some who are on their deathbed, some who are about to receive viaticum, their last food. There is hope in that. And it's not a hope of a return to recovery. It's the hope of eternal life. It's the hope that they're crossing over. There they will be greeted by all of their family who've gone before them, and Mary and Jesus waiting for them, that beatific vision. That's
and
the
Saint,
hope.
And Saint friends that they made while they were here on earth.
Oh,
Don't forget the saints that they made friends with. That's what's important, to know the saints and ask for their help, and then they'll be waiting for you also.
Amen.
And as far as priests are concerned, I have buried so many people in the last 28 years. If they're all waiting for me, it's going to be an auditorium, so it should be fun. Imagine having perfect name recall also. You know, when people, I ministered to 27 years ago, they come up to me, they always know my name, it's Father, you know, but I forget theirs sometimes. But in heaven, we have perfect recall, and we're all links in a chain, too. That's the other thing I love, is that, you know, without us being where we're at, somebody else wouldn't be where they're at. And we don't know most of the time the effect we're having on people. And if it's something that's not so cool, the Lord forgives it. But we also get to see the wonderful connectedness. And, you know, this radio station, I hear all the time, people listen on their commute to Portland and this and that. They're praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Rosary with you guys. And it's just so important to people that they have that. That gives them the encouragement to pray. And so that's a link that you have with them, and then that changes their lives. So that's why it's important to keep you on the air. So. Oh,
well, we appreciate that so much. We appreciate the long friendship, Father, you have had with us here at Mater Dei Radio. I've had an opportunity to talk with you before. One of the great things that I think we learned through the COVID years was how to live stream masses. And now,
occasionally,
Father, your homilies are aired on the Morning Blend because of those things that we learned. And it's just another way that our church grows and it develops and it becomes greater and has an ability to reach more and more people. And Father Gary is with us today. All right. And we appreciate that friendship. So, Father, we're going to call on your parishioners, those down in Eugene, Springfield, Cottage Grove, Portland, Salem, Vancouver, all around. Now is the time to call. You know, we've got this afternoon and tomorrow. That's it for Share-a-thon. So we've got to do our best to reach every single one of these goals. So $4,000 straight match. Who's going to start us off this hour? Somebody needs to be that first caller this hour. Tell us why you're calling. Tell us the parish you're from. If you're St. Edwards and Kaiser, well, let your friends know your pastor is on Share-a-thon this hour. 888-823-5286.
When you said link, Father, immediately a chain came to mind, and I think about all of the people over the 34 years that Mater Dei Radio has been on the air. Each person that's given is a link in this chain, and this chain has stretched 34 years. And if you have never given to Mater Dei Radio in the past, well, we can always add another link into that chain. So if you are a new donor, please let the operator know that as well. We would like to know. 888-823-5286, like that person there, or materdeiradio.com, or use that Hail Mary Media app. But we want more links in this chain to continue, and there's plenty of room at the table for new family members here at Mater Dei Radio. And what a great opportunity to have more impact with that very first donation, because we have matching funds on the table. So if it's a $50 one-time gift, guess what? That gift is doubled. Now it becomes $100. We have these beautiful Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry journal notebooks. We started off the day with 50. We are down to just 19. So a gift of $120 or more, that's just $10 a month. You'll get one of these beautiful journal notebooks, something you could take to adoration. When I go to adoration, I do Lectio Divina. And there's a lot of things that I can write in my journal. So this would be maybe perfect for something like that. So $120 or more, you get one of these books, and we will double that gift. But you got to call 888-823-5286 or go online, materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.
So we've heard the phone is beginning to ring, and on the line, when we hear those little dings come through, we know that somebody has made a pledge on the line, either at materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. Father, we have a couple of gifts that we've been giving away. A water bottle that says, Pray, Hope, Don't Worry. Of course, that quote by Padre Pio. And also today, a Thankful Thursday, we have the same message on a beautiful journal. Now, I look at this and I go, okay, pray. I know that. I pray daily. That is part of my regular routine. And I have hope on the intentions that I pray for. Where I get kind of stumbled and stuck on is the don't worry part. Because somehow I feel in my mind that if I'm not anxious and concerned about whatever it is, then somehow I don't care enough about it. How do you, tell people that prayer and hope is, that's where you go, and you got to not worry? Because, boy, I'm not very good at that sometimes.
I don't know, I don't know that the Lord ever said specifically not to worry, because it's kind of like saying don't feel bad, or, he never really talked about feeling so much. It's more like when we're worried, Jesus is there for us. You know, that's in a way, that's a connectedness to the Lord. We give him our worries, and he consoles us that way. You know, I mean, Mary Magdalene was maybe worry is not the right word, but she was concerned when she couldn't find the body, and Jairus was worried about his daughter, and comes up to Jesus, and Jesus says, just have faith, always trust, just have faith. You think of St. Faustina, what Jesus said to her. He said, you know, always say, Jesus, I trust in you. That's what I tell people. I say, you know, it's okay to tell Jesus your worries. You know, that's what life's about. We all have concerns. It's being human. But we say to Jesus at the end of it, Jesus, I trust in you. I know you're going to work this to good. And praise is a very good way to overcome worries as well, to think about what the good things God has done in the past with what we have. And some things are just very difficult. And we just, that woundedness is our connectedness to Jesus. So a person that doesn't have concerns has no need for Jesus. You know, a lot of, I don't recall any place in the scripture where she says, don't worry specifically. You know, he does say, you know, have no fear to the disciples when he walks through the wall. Don't be afraid. Well, I mean, who wouldn't be afraid if somebody walked through a wall?
I might be a little concerned about myself in my head if I saw that, for sure.
Well, especially if you betrayed the person 3 days earlier, and then there they are. It's like, ooh, you know. You could just see them going, oh, it's you. Oh. That's why he says, peace be with you. He says, peace be with you, but he has to give it. I mean, my worries connect myself to Jesus. I'm a worrywart myself. It's just being human. I don't think that's pejorative at all. It just means that we should end our prayers with, I trust you, Jesus. That's what I think.
Jesus, I trust in you. That beautiful message of divine mercy. Yep. Of course, we got to celebrate that just on Sunday.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, and if you look at Faustina's diary, she's constantly going to Jesus with her worries. She's not a good nun. She can't go on. He's asked too much of her. Somebody's chewed her out, and you know, she's being very honest with her in her diary. And it's so the utter humanness of that diary is just incredible. And Jesus is constantly comforting her and telling her that it's going to be okay. You know, so.
We always have to remind ourselves of that, don't we? It's going to be okay, mm-hmm. right? We don't always get what we want, but we know here at Mater Dei Radio, well, Our Lady gives us exactly what we need, Patrick. It's something we often have to remind ourselves.
Well, she's given us a busy afternoon. Only one phone line open
right now.
But it will roll over to our reserve phone lines if that one fills up. And if you do get a busy signal, we'll keep trying. We're just busy right now. We've got a full team of volunteers ready to take your calls at 888-823-5286. Of course, you never get a busy signal online at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. That is where Brian made his gift. Brian is in Kaiser, goes to St. Edward. And it says, what prompted your donation? Hearing Father Gary on the air is what prompted his donation online at materdeiradio.com. All right, here's where we are for the hour. Off to a great start. $680 in already, $3,320 to go, $680 in. We're going to double that up. So I believe that's $1,360 with the double that we got in. So great start to the hour with Father Gary.
888-823-5286. We're getting ready to go into a break, which would give you a perfect opportunity to make that call, make that pledge of financial support so that you don't miss out on anything Father Gary has to say. 888-823-5286 or online, materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. We'll be back with more on this Thankful Thursday. It's Spring Charathon at Mater Dei Radio. And welcome back. It is Thankful Thursday, day four of the Spring Charathon here at Mater Dei Radio. And we have over $3,300 to go on this match hour. So we had $4,000 straight match. Anything you can give between now and the top of the hour, up to $4,000, is going to be doubled. So what a great way to make an impact with your gift to Mater Dei Radio, knowing that it's going to be doubled. $10 a month now becomes $20 a month, but Mater Dei Radio gets that match up front. So let's get those phones ringing. This is a big mountain to climb, but it's just like eating an elephant, just one bite at a time, which apparently tastes like chicken from what I hear, but I wouldn't know. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or online, materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.
this hour. Father Gary Zare is joining us today. He is the pastor at St. Edward's Catholic Church down in Kaiser. So one thing I do know is my co-host, former co-host, David Endres, who joined us here recently, many years here at Mater Dei Radio. He is a son of St. Edward's. He made his sacraments there, I think, growing up. He was part of that parish. And he told me something, Father Gary, and tell me if you know a little bit about this. Sarah and I recently, every year, have been going down to Oktoberfest at beautiful Mount Angel. And David told me, Brenda, you have got to go to the St. Edward's booth and get a Berliner. And of course I said, absolutely, I'm going to go there. It's a secret recipe, Father. Do they let you in on how they put all of that together?
Yes, you know what? The secret is it's elephant meat.
yummy.
It tastes like chicken.
It tastes like the best of Berliner sandwich I've ever had.
They put me on the front booth when I first got here 20 years ago, and somebody came up and said, "What's in that?" And I said, "It's mystery meat." So they fired me and put me in the back to make sandwiches.
You were not good
like
at marketing.
Sense of humor.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know what was in it. but they're really good. The meat is made to order, and then we slice it up here in the hall, and then ship it out there. We've got our location is the best in the Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Because we were there from year two. Of the Oktoberfest. We've had a booth there.
Oh.
And our booth also is very Oktoberfest looking ish.
It most definitely is. And it's right there. I think it's right next to the Glockenspiel. So people are
right under it.
People are all over the place. So if you've ever had an opportunity to enjoy a Glocken or a Berliner sandwich from St. Edward's, yeah, let us know. I had a couple, and then the next year I went and I had a couple of more, and some to take with me too for dinner.
David Endres was like the biggest Berliner fan.
He just loved them, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what a Berliner was, so I looked it up, and it said ingredients, meat. That's the first ingredient. So it doesn't say, Father, exactly what that meat is, so I think you're onto something.
Mystery meat, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it says right here in the ingredients in the recipe.
Whatever it is, it's delicious.
You called it.
Patrick Ryan here in the studio with us with some folks to thank.
We do have people to thank, and we have been busy. And right now, the phone line is clear. I got to mention, Mr. Ed is next up on the phone tree. So Mr. Ed said, make the phone ring, Pat. Make the phone ring. I'm ready. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Mr. Ed in his stylish blue and white Hawaiian shirt today.
Oh, very nice.
So if you do call and Mr. Ed answers, say, aloha, Mr. Ed, and he'll be ready to take care of you, just like we were able to take care of Marceline. I hope I got that right. Marceline in Salem, and she goes to St. Edward's in Kaiser. Thank you so much for giving us a call today. Also, we heard from Pat in Kaiser, goes to St. Edward's Catholic Church there with Father Gary. Thank you so much for getting in. 888-823-5286, the number, or online, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app. All right. I know what you're waiting for. $1,006 in for the hour. $1,006 in leaves us $29.94. We are doubling every single gift up to $4,000. That's what the match is. So give us a call right now, and you can talk to Mr. Ed, and we'll double that gift for your effort.
That number, 888-823-5286. Let's fill up all those phone lines and get Mr. Ed to work. That's why you showed up for.
Somebody to get that man to work. We will be thankful for the next call, and up front, we'll apologize just a little bit. Mr. Ed is always a good time to talk, but a little patience, you know, and you'll get through that pledge form for sure. But Father Gary, you know, we've been talking. I was talking to Sarah because we were going to, you know, some of the things that are so wonderful about St. Edward's, and she said that you have just a special gift with the young people in your community, and you have a real thriving youth group that meets kind of on a regular basis, and you take time to have a youth mass with them. Why is it so important to meet these young people where they are and walk with them on their journey to know Christ?
Yes, it is. And it's, we try to do it when I have the Spanish mass covered, so I don't have four masses and I'm all pooped out, you know. But when I was young, one of the reasons I'm a priest is because we had youth masses. And in those days, the priest would come and celebrate mass in the living room, you know. I'm old, so we don't do that now. But I got to know the priest is not just somebody behind the altar. And what is mass when you're looking at it close up? You can see the elements of bread and wine and what the gestures the priest is doing. And the mass can be tailored more to the needs of the young people, you know, when you're preaching. And they can, you know, it's mainly just for them. And I really enjoy that. It's a way of giving back, I think, to the priest that helped form me when I was young. And that's what I say about a link. You don't know the seeds that you're planting until long afterward. I had a kid, if you have time for a real quick story.
Absolutely.
I was in Tillamook at the time, and I was going to stop seeing the kindergarten and first grade, kindergarten, I think it was. I said, I walked in there, and I said, how many of you pray? And No. I thought, well, I'm not going to come in here anymore. And so anyway, I made that decision. I was going to just start with the second grade when I was in the classes. And this big, tall girl comes up to me the next week, and she says to me, you are my priest. And I said, who the heck are you? I was kind of joking with her. I was in Hillsboro before I was in Tillamook. And she said to me, you visited our class on a regular basis, and nobody else ever did, and you are my priest. And she was about, I don't know, she looked about 12, but I think she was younger. And I just thought, you know, a seed was planted, and I don't even know what I did. You know, you're just being real with them. You know, I think the key to youth ministry is just be who you are. I've never been cool, and I'm not going to be cool now. I'm 68 years old. You know, you just be what you are. And but that's really what hooked me in the faith is priests and some lay people that made a difference. And you just don't know what links, again, I'll go back to that thought. We don't know the links until we get to heaven, and then we'll see what one word from you, you know, Modern Day Radio or something that we said as priests, it's awesome. It really is. And so that's why I like to do the youth masses. It's hard. You know, our youth minister isn't feeling too well, so we work it out so that we can all get it done, you know.
Oh, all of us working together, right? That is the way God meant it to be, for sure. Well, if you have if youth ministry, and did you learn and know God through your youth minister? We'd sure love to know that for sure. So let's give us a call. Let's get that phone ringing. I wonder if Mr. Ed got his opportunity to get that
No,
call
ma'am.
Yet.
He is sitting there waiting. He is actually playing tic-tac-toe with himself.
Oh. He's losing every time, isn't he? Both sides.
Hey,
you know, when you say Mr. Ed, I think of a horse.
Well, you would not be far off the mark there,
uh-huh.
Father.
Oh, okay.
Just picture a horse in a Hawaiian shirt. There it
There's
is. Go on to Mr.
Dog.
Ed. All right. We appreciate it. 888-823-5286. And remember, say aloha to Mr. Ed wearing his Hawaiian shirt. Father Gary spoke about fanning the flame. And it looks to me like what we're seeing today with the calls and the internet activity coming in from St. Edward's, he has certainly ignited the faith down there. Lori got in online at MatreDayRadio.com. Lori in Salem at St. Edward's, and she says, Father Gary, he's the best. I love that comment. So thank you so much.
How is she?
Lori thinks the world of you there, Father. We've got a $4,000 match, and we are going to double Lori's gift that she made online today because Father Gary is the best. So we appreciate that. $28.94 to go.
Okay.
$28.94 is what we have left on that match between now and the top of the hour.
Let's get those phones ringing, 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286 or MatreDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.
What portion can you take today? $28.94. This would be an $8,000 hour. We want to be able to get the most of the match that is assigned to this hour. And we've called on our friend Father Gary Zare, pastor at St. Andrew's Catholic Church down in Kaiser. He is here helping us out today. Father Gary, you know, I want to talk to you too about your men's group. I understand is very active. As a woman in ministry, I know this. If we get an idea, well, women, we get together, talk, we're going to go, let's get together. Let's have a meeting. We're going to build snacks. We're going to create a plan. Men, on the other hand, they're less reticent to get together as men and join together and focus and talk about their faith. Women, that's all we want to do is get together and talk. But you have such a wonderful and thriving men's group, too. Tell us a little bit about what they're doing down there.
Well, it's because we have such a good leader. And Brian's been doing it for such a long time. And got a good core group of guys that get together, and sometimes they watch videos of Bishop Barron or different things and talk about it. And, you know, having a small group like that, faith-sharing group like that, it just is really the heart of a parish, is belonging to a subgroup within the group, you know, and that's it really makes it real that you can share with other people on a men's level, you know. And there is a difference between the way women share and the way men share, as a rule, you know. And when you go to women's Bible study, it's a little bit more lively, I guess you might say. I don't know. Well, chatty, is that the right word to use?
Oh, okay. I'll take both of lively and chatty, and that's kind of how women, are programmed to do, to talk about that. Men seem to be programmed to be stoic and just kind of inward, but it's wonderful to allow men around other men to be vocal about their faith. They need that support in this day and age.
It's essential to be around people that are like yourself, mm-hmm. and that understand your emotions without needing to be somebody you're not. And when you're with other men, you can be you can do man things, you know, and talk that way. And, you know, it helps the faith, you know. You can reinforce each other without having to be somebody you're not, or to try to you know, it's just they're different perspectives on the same gospel. That's basically it.
And that, you know, that concept of iron sharpens iron as well.
Yeah exactly.
But, you know, I think sometimes things like pride get in the way with men, and maybe they build walls, and it's difficult sometimes for us to be vulnerable and let our guard down and open up about things that are personal, whether it be in our family or our workspace or even in our faith. So what are some ways that you're able to, you know, draw men out and able to talk about these important things so that they become better dads, better husbands, better employees?
I think it just comes down to being real. The Gospels are to make the people in the Gospels extremely real. You look at Saint Joseph, the model of a man and a husband. He wasn't expecting any of this stuff, you know, and he in every situation he is confronted by the will of God, and then he acts, and it's always out of love or out of obedience for his family. And, you know, it's just amazing, even up to the point when Jesus is 12 years old and Mary and Joseph are standing there, and they say, after looking for him 3 days, now I would have got paddled if that happened to me, you know. I don't know how Jesus did not commit a sin and knew this, but I'll have to ask him when I see him. But, you know, but he's, they say to him, son, and this is Mary talking, this is what I mean about getting real with people, your father and I have been looking for you for 3 days. And she's not standing there with her hands folded looking up into heaven. She's got her hands on her hips, and she's basically, you know, in a holy way chewing Jesus out. And she evokes Joseph's authority. Your father and I is something that could be said right now. And then Jesus looks at them and he says, I have to do what my father tells me to do. And he's looking at heaven. And so Joseph, as a man, had to sit down and say, my relationship with Jesus is now going to change, you know. And it's the same with pop fathers growing up. As kids turn into teenagers, the relationship changes. Then they become adults, the relationship changes. And Joseph went through this stuff. When you open up the Gospels, they're very, very real. They're very relevant. You know, these details are essential to pull out. That's what's good in a good Bible study, or hopefully in my homilies when I try to do that. So,
well, that definitely does come out in your homily highlights when you have an opportunity to air those on the morning blend. Oh, Patrick, yeah. Where have you been? I'm going to point. Yeah, we've been looking for you.
He hasn't been gone 3 days though.
You were not my mother.
Okay? No, I am definitely not.
Hey, we are over halfway on the way on that $4,000 match. 2026 in, so 1974 to go, and we're doubling the gifts of Josephine, who got in online. Goes to St. Joseph the Worker in North Portland. Thank you much, Josephine. Love that name because that's the name of Aaron's little girl.
That's right.
Yeah,
beautiful,
one of our favorite saint. And Josephine goes to St. Joseph the Worker. See that?
That pastor is a friend of mine, too. Pastor is a friend of mine, Father Niall.
Yes, we have had Father Niall on the air with us. Don't you love that brogue?
He's Josephine's pastor.
He's got the best Irish brogue. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I was kidding about it.
You might know this pastor. William got in, gave us a call at 888-823-5286. He goes to St. Edward's in Kaiser. Yeah, William, thank you so much for that phone call. We appreciate it. And again, we're over halfway on the match. 1974 to go. Let's get it all in.
Yeah.
Let's bring all of that match in this hour for Father Gary.
Well, a great time to call would be now as we go to break so that you don't miss anything that Father Gary has to say as we continue on through this thankful Thursday. It is day four of the Spring Share-a-thon. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286, or go online, materdayradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. Back with more right after this short break. We have matching funds on the table, and we only have 14 minutes left. We are going to have to sprint to the finish line. We need a phone blitz. We need to fill up all of those phone lines here in the remaining time so that we can take full advantage of these matching funds on the table. Our goal, $1,974 left. Let's hear from you, please. Let's fill up all the lines at 888-823-5286. Lots of friendly voices that have taken time out of their Thursday afternoon to volunteer here at Mater Dei Radio. They're waiting to talk to you on the other side of 888-823-5286. Or you can go online if that's more convenient for you. It's safe and secure at materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. But we need to hear from you now, please, as we are running out of time and we have plenty of matching funds. We're ready to double those gifts.
What portion can you take today? 1974, that's all we need to get to. That's a hill to climb. But, you know, if somebody has been blessed in such a way, has the ability to give us one of those large donations, make that bell ring. Let us dance here in the studio. That'll get us well on our way to meeting this goal. Father Gary Zare is joining us today from St. Edward's. Come on, St. Edward's, your pastor is on, and now is the time to call. So there are four volunteers with open lines that are ready to take your pledge if you call 888-823-5286. Now, it takes them a couple of minutes to get the whole pledge sheet out. So what gets really fun is if we can fill up all four of those lines, that means the fifth call, Deborah's going to pick up. Of course, we always talk about Deborah in that community calendar. She gets the bulletins from all of the parishes, including St. Edward's, I think, and she makes sure that there is so many things available for you to go and do and see and grow in your faith on that calendar. So she'll take the fifth call, and then, oh, we know what happens after that. The sixth call is going to make Sarah smile, and she will take that call. Now, we know with every call, I did a little figuring yesterday, about 35-38% of our donations are coming in online. So we know that if that phone bank fills up, will also have about that percentage going on the line to make their pledges. So if we can get all of that going, well, then that 1974, we're going to take care of it plus. So now is the time to start getting that working. Father Gary, it's been wonderful to have you on with us this hour. Just kind of give us one more shout out there and tell people to call in now.
Get your pledges in and call in now. It's nothing better than than Catholic radio. You can evangelize without even opening your mouth. All you need to do when you make a pledge, you're the one that's doing it. You get some credit. You know, the Lord, best investment you'll ever make is an investment in others' faith. And so I can't be on the radio. I can't do what you do even as a priest. But when you donate to you, what you're doing becomes what I'm doing, and we're all in it together. And we all get credit for it. We're all linked together. That's what it's all about.
The best investment you can make is an investment in another's faith. That's fantastic.
That's exactly right.
888-823-5286. What portion can you take? Whoa! Hey, hey!
All right! Yeah!
I don't know if you can hear that, Father Gary, that bell.
What was that?
Ringing.
The bell finally rang.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Yeah, well, that's what makes us dance here in the studio, right?
Father Gary, all of that commotion means our bell rung. That means we have a substantial gift. I dare say maybe half of that 1974 at least has been taken up. And so we will wait for Patrick to give us an update. That is so very exciting. What portion can you take? So we've got that big chunk of it done. Now it's up to the rest of us. Can you take $10 a month, $25 a month? Has God blessed you in a way? $120 a month. Whatever portion you can take, we would be so happy. Thank you so much for that call. Father Gary, boy, this is when it gets really exciting. We as Catholics, we seem to like to sit in the back of the church, and we like to wait till the last minutes to make our pledges too. And that is what is happening. Boy, it's getting exciting out there because I can hear the phone is ringing, and it is exciting. So we'll wait for that update. We're not there yet, so we got to still keep making those phone calls. 888-823-5286. Boy, Patrick, you can really like boogie when that bell rings.
I'm a boogieing dude.
Hey, we want to thank Nancy for getting in. Nancy in Hillsboro goes to St. Matthew's out there in Hillsboro. Nancy, thank you so much. Here's where we stand. $3,226 in, $3,226. We've already matched that dollar for dollar. So if you figure that up, that's over $6,400
wow.
for the hour. $774 to go on that $4,000 total match. So we don't want to leave it out there. I mean, we're close, but let's get it all in. $774. We could do that with the prayer shawl, you know. We've got those three beautiful prayer shawls left this afternoon, so that would put us right there. That would take us over, or we're close to it, but within $24. I tell you what, if we get within $24, I'll make up the difference.
Okay.
For Father Gary.
You're going to go downstairs and try to find it in the couch, all of the spare change, huh? We can definitely find it.
I think I got it back here in my wallet, actually.
Yep. Fantastic. I like that.
If I count the pennies.
All right, so if we can at least get $7.50, we'll get the $24 from Pat, and we'll call. Call it good. 888-823-5286.
All right. Father Gary, if you would please leave us with a prayer and your priestly blessing as we round out this hour, please.
I certainly will. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we just are so thankful for our faith. We pray that more and more will come to know you and love you, to give us your blessing and your grace. We give you our worries and our trials. We give you modern-day radio and all those that make it possible. And we pray that more and more people will be linked together and share the faith together. We are grateful that you give us opportunities to serve in our limited time on earth. Now is the time when we work hard, and then one day we reap what we have sown. We are very grateful, Lord, that you are all justice, but also all mercy. And we are grateful for your love in our lives, that you've given us faith and a community, both online, on the air, and in our churches. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father Gary, thank you so very much for your time today. We appreciate it so much. We reach out to you with a need and an ask, and you are always so willing to say yes, and we just appreciate you so much and your priestly ministry. We're going to let you go now, and then we are going to finish out this hour. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right. We've got about seven minutes left.
I'll hear you on the air. God bless.
All right. God bless, Father. Thank you so much for your time. Right. 6 minutes left of this hour, and we need someone to, you know, come in with that prayer shawl. Can you give that gift of $750 or more? That breaks out to about $6,250 a month. If you can give at that level, we'd love to hear from you. God's Rainbow, Rose Garden, and La Primavera are the three remaining prayer shawls. You can see the pictures at our website, MaterDayRadio.com. And you can make your pledge while you're there as well, or you can use the free Hail Mary Media app. But we'd love to hear that phone ring here in the studio. Let's light up all those phone lines at 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, $774 to go.
We're going
to
drop that a little bit, $754 to go, $754. Boy, Father Gary got us a long way up the hill. Let's finish this climb for him. 888-823-5286, $754. Again, maybe somebody can call in right now, cover that $54 portion of it. And then, boy, we need a few people at that $120 level, at all the different levels. We'll be able to get there for you. We'd love to talk to you about that. $30 a month. A couple of people who can donate at $30 a month, that'll get us really close, right in there. $360 for the year. We'd love to send you those Easter truffles. Talk about people who have taken a vow of silence on a recipe. You know, Father Gary won't tell us what's in that Berliner sandwich, and those monks, they're not going to tell us what are inside those petite truffles to tell us what makes them taste so good. I don't need to know that. I just need to know I want to have more of them. 888-823-5286.
And we just heard that ding. That means someone gave us a gift online, materdayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And we have 3 minutes left. 3 minutes. We're not guaranteed that that person online got us to that whole $750. So we need to keep hearing that phone ring. We still need to hear that internet ding. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or online, materdayradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app.
Well, we put out the call to the folks at St. Edwards and Kaiser, and they responded for Father Gary. Wow, they're stepping up. 704 still left. 704 is what we need. Thanks to Rachel making that online gift at materdayradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Rachel, thank you so much. Guess where she goes?
St. Edwards Kaiser.
Good guess.
Okay.
And you'd be right. Thank you so much, Rachel. We appreciate that. They're writing a few more out there, so I know we need probably less than 700.
Okay.
So one person could step up as the short person and make that up, and we would close it out, $4,000 to get the afternoon started. I love it. But we're real close. We're real close.
We are in striking distance to meet this goal. As I said, Father Gary got us so far up this mountain. $4,000 at a 4 o'clock hour on a Thursday. I saw that and I was like, wow, that's a big goal. And we are there. We are right there and we are so close. We just need to finish strong. 2 minutes left in this hour. We got to get those phone calls in.
Let's hear from you, please. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286, online, materdayradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. We are getting the thumbs up from Patrick that we made
it. Came in.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
With a couple minutes to spare. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Like I said, us Catholics, we like to sit in the back of the church and we like to wait till the last minute, don't we?
Yeah, well, that's great if you don't have a heart condition. So I don't know how many more of these hours I can survive. But we're so thankful. It is Thankful Thursday. And we have had almost four incredible days here at Mater Dei Radio. And we just want to thank you for picking up that phone and making that call, for going online and making that pledge of financial support. 34 years of Mater Dei Radio spreading hope, not just through the Portland area, not just across the country, but now around the world, thanks to that free Hail Mary Media app and materdayradio.com. And those are newer things to the ministry, things that you played a part in if you've given in the past. Father Gary talking about links and how we're all linked together, just like a long, beautiful golden chain. And we just need to add a few more links here in the final hours of our spring share-a-thon. there's plenty of room for more links.
I'll have to go, and, you know, the trip's coming up. I had to get everything ready for that. I'm going to open up my passport when I get home and see that dual citizenship that Father Gary was talking about. The citizen of the earth and citizen of heaven at the same time. I love that. I love that indeed. Wow, what an incredible
hour, too,
and I just appreciate so much. I look forward now. I have a newfound appreciation for the Berliner sandwich, so I will be down there again in September and talking to those folks there at the booth right in front of the Glockenspiel.
There you go. Well, I'm going to do some more investigating that mystery meat and seeing what all is involved with that, because I'm curious as well, Brenda. Well, that's going to wrap up this hour. Again, thanks for everybody who called and got us to that goal. A new hour, a new guest, a new goal. What's it going to be? Who's it going to be? We'll find out after the break. During the break, make that call so you don't miss any of the fun. It's 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Or go online, materdayradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app.